Second quarter about to get underway here at Crystal Arena. Army and Colgate tied up at 18 here in the Patriot League quarterfinals. Justin Rock here. Hey, Black Knight fans, when coming to a game at West Point, stay or eat at one of our Hudson Valley business partners, Brothers Barbecue New Windsor, IHG Army Hotels, Cadet Restaurant in West Point, Gus's Restaurant and Tavern New Windsor, and Park Restaurant in Highland Falls. Support those who support the Corps. This game is also brought to you by Durant's Party Rentals. They're the preferred rental company of Army West Point Athletics. We hope to see you tailgating with a Durant's tent or other needs on game day. Visit their site today at durantsparty.com. It'll be Colgate ball here to start the second quarter. Army dominating a couple categories, plus six in the turnover battle. They've outscored Colgate 9-4. And they have outscored Colgate 6-0 at the free throw line. But the Raiders plus four on the glass here in this ball game, and that is a big reason for why they have 18 first half points as Thompson's pass deflected. And they will let Stone go into the backcourt to keep possession. 15 seconds in, 12 to shoot. Thompson, the far side, gets it up top to Poland. Poland gets it over the left wing, Stone, 8 seconds. Thompson in the lane, trying to back down some players. Schubiger, cross-court pass, tipped by Deja Morris, and that will be a shot clock violation. Excellent defense from the Black Knights, and Alex Elzinga, the senior co-captain, screaming, pounding her right foot into the canvas. She is excited, possibly the final game she will be a part of here at Crystal Arena, depending on what happens in the other games today in the Patriot League quarterfinals. Army trying to regain the lead. Murray down the lane, right-handed shot, no good. And Schubiger with the defensive board. Not a lot of second-chance opportunities for Army here in the early going. Thompson working on Murray. Gets it out to the free-throw line. Step-back jump shot off the back of the rim, no good. And Murray with a good box-out on Poland. And she'll slow it down a little bit. Gets it over to Tacka. Army and Colgate deadlocked at 18. A minute into the quarter. Tacka. Hand off to Deja Morris in the right wing. Gets a screen from Murray to her left. Gets it out to Destiny Morris at the Patriot League logo. Steps into a left wing triple. Off to the mark to the right. And Thompson the rebound. Not a good look there from Destiny Morris. Still trying to find her rhythm offensively. Thompson finds Poland. Foul line jumper off the back of the rim. No good. Another board for Aaliyah Murray. Here comes Army in transition. Deja Morris along the far sideline. Out to Tacka. Tacka, and they will say a foul away from the ball again on Colgate. This time it'll be on Poland. That is her second and the team's first. Morgan Yancey in the ballgame for the first time. Celebrated her 19th birthday yesterday. The freshman from Dallas, Texas. Poland will check out Summer King back in the ballgame as well. Inbound will go to Murray. Finds Tacka, and they say she traveled. Took a step forward before dribbling the basketball, and that'll be another turnover for Army. As the Black Knights and the Raiders still looking for the first basket of the second quarter. As Tacka knocks it away from Thompson. It's about 2 minutes into the period. Thompson down low to King. Murray falling backwards, a blocking foul, and they count the basket. Murray tried drawing the charge, and that'll be the second foul on Aaliyah Murray here in the first half. So Murray and McNeil, Army's two best defenders, with two first half fouls. And A. Hicks will check in for her. And Summer King, who has been on fire lately for Colgate, will go to the line to try and put the Raiders back up by three. A 67% free throw shooter, and she hits Colgate's first free throw of the night. And the Raiders have the first 3 points of the second quarter. 21-18. They are in the lead. Tacka sprinting down the floor to Yancey in the near side corner. Yancey back atop the arc, handoff to Deja Morris. Gets a screen from Hovren. Back over to Yancey in the left wing. Looking for Hovren down low. They find her. Hovren goes right, then back to her left. Shot off the left side of the rim and through. Maddie Hovren. Looks like she's got a little bit of a tissue in her right nostril. I guess a little bit of a bloody nose early in this ball game. And Army back to within one. Stone almost has it knocked away by Deja Morris. Gets it to Thompson. Thompson the lane, whips it out to Curtis. Right wing three. That is good. Katie Curtis was left open in the right wing as everyone converged on Thompson. The first triple of the ball game for Colgate. And the Raiders back up by four, 24-20. Deja Morris over to Tacka in the left wing. She hoists a three. High arcing shot off the right side of the rim. Hicks put back is no good, but she is fouled. And she will go to the line and shoot two. Army again getting to the free throw line here in the first half. The foul going on Abby Schubiger. That is her second. Colgate already with three different players with two fouls here in the first half. As Anae Hicks will go to the line, and she can't connect on the first. Army leaving some points out there at the free throw line so far. Schubiger out, Tori Pujny back in. Deja Morris will sit down. Destiny Morris back in the ballgame. Lene Hicks, a very good free throw shooter, 75% on the year. Averaging 5.5 points in her last two ball games. And she hits the second. Army back to within three, 24-21. 7:14 to play in the period. As Colgate able to break the press easily this time. Curtis working on Yancey. Dribbles back out to the left wing. Destiny Morris now covering her. Army back to a little bit of a man-to-man. Thompson gets it over to Stone in the near corner. Down low to King, working on Hovren. Right-handed shot, no good, and a foul. And who's it on? They will call it on Taka on the loose ball. That'll be her first, team second. A missed opportunity for Army after the missed shot for Colgate. A loose ball foul on the freshman Taka. We'll get it into King, snuck away from the defense, but she can't hit the layup. Curtis can't control the rebound, and she kicks it out of bounds. Tried, I guess, kicking it over to a teammate. And it went off her shoe and out of bounds along the near sideline. A bizarre possession. Yancey out, Corey Schnell in for the first time. As Army will get it back. It'll be Schnell, Taka, Hovren, Destiny Morris, and Lene Hicks, the five on the floor right now for Army. Curtis, Thompson, Stone, Pujny, and King, the five for the Raiders. Taka drives, pull-up shot from the left side is good. Libby Taka knocks down the 13-foot jumper. And Army back to within one, 24-23. Colgate breaks the press. Pujny with bodies all over her. She is whacked from behind. And who's the foul on? Looks like it will be on Maddie Hovren, her first, team's third. And Colgate doing a good job beating the press right now and getting some good looks underneath the basket. So Pujny to the line. She's a 70% free throw shooter. And the first one is up and good. Pujny, junior from Roselle Park, New Jersey, has not done much in the two meetings against Army this year. 2 points back in January, then one here at West Point in February as Pujny hits both. Kenzie Carroll in the ballgame for Katie Curtis. As Colgate back up by three, 26-23. 6.5 to play here in the first half. Taka in the right wing for Schnell. Schnell driving down the lane, gets it to Hovren. Left corner jumper fading away, and Hovren hits. Maddie Hovren with 7 first half points, and Army back to within one, 26-25. And it's going to be tough for Army to run that press effectively without McNeil and Murray at the forefront. Stone driving down the lane, bodied by Hicks, and a foul against Lene. She didn't go straight up, and that's where the foul arose. That'll be the first on Lene, fourth team foul. Now Colgate beginning to get to the line consistently. Stone, a very good free throw shooter. Try and put the Raiders back up by three. The righty's first free throw up and good. Averaging 15 points per in her last 8 games as Libby Taka out, Deja Morris back in. Stone had 16 points, knocked down 4 threes here at Crystal last month as she hits both. Colgate has knocked down all 5 of their free throws here in the first half. They're back up by three, 28-25. 4 minutes in it to the second quarter. Hovren driving left on King. Some contact. Shot goes off the side of the backboard and a foul. And that'll be the second foul on King. And pretty much everybody in Colgate's front court has 2 fouls here in the first half. And Maddie Hovren so adept at drawing that contact. And Hovren, 1 of 2 from the line, rather 1 of 1 from the line tonight, will head to the stripe to try and pull Army back to within one, and she hits the first. Maddie Hovren already 8 points, 3 rebounds tonight. Steph Poland back in. She'll re-enter with 2 fouls. Poland with excellent size at 6'3" from Valley View, Ovio. While Hovren has been spectacular this season for the Cadets. She hits both. She's got 9, and Army to within a point again, 28-27. Carroll has it knocked away by Schnell at center court. Nice play. Schnell reading it like a safety. getting some good lessons from Janae McNeil and Aaliyah Murray, who have been so good at doing that over the last couple of years. Carroll gets it inbounded along the near side, gets it to Stone. Stone gets it across the timeline, double teamed, trapped along the sideline, throws it up to Thompson, and they call a trip on Schnell as Thompson went up for the pass and fell on Schnell's foot going down. And with 5:47 to go in the quarter, that is Army's fifth team foul, and Colgate will go to the free throw line. And these will surpass the free throws the Raiders took here at Crystal Arena back in February. Only took five free throws in that game. This will be 6 and 7 as Thompson hits the first, and Colgate not missing from the line. A 73% shooting team from the stripe this season. Thompson at 74% hits both. They are 7 of 7 from the line tonight. And Colgate's lead back up to 3, 30-27. Hovering, the left elbow, drives left on Poland, lefty shot off the glass and in. Poland could not get over to her right to stop Hovren's drive, and she's in double figures with 11. Army back to within a point, 30-29. Carroll in the left wing to Stone. A little bit of a 2-3 zone right now going for Army, so it seems. Carroll up top to Poland, right wing for Thompson. Thompson gets a screen from Poland, crossing over. Down the lane, working on Hovren. Lefty shot, no good. Ball tipped around. Hovren knocks it. Schnell fighting for it, and she is fouled as Thompson ends up on Schnell's back. And that'll be the first team foul, rather the first personal foul for Thompson. Fourth team foul for Colgate. Good hustle there from Corey Schnell. As Abby Schubiger back in the ballgame for Steph Poland. Schubiger also with two fouls. As Army gets it inbound before Katie Curtis can head to the scorer's table and check in. Nicely done. Hovren, pump fakes, driving left, kicks it into the far corner. Destiny Morris drives right on Stone. Some contact shot blocked, no foul call, and Schubiger the rebound. Things have not gone right offensively for the Morris twins here this evening. Schubiger to Stone, pump fakes, gets two people off their feet, and Schubiger traveled. Trying to drive to her left, as that will take us to the under five timeout. 4:39 to go here in the first half. Colgate 30, Army West Point 29. This is Black Knights basketball right here on the Army Sports Network presented by Learfield Sports.